Hello, everybody. Dr. Lonnie Stewart here from the Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast. Are you a physical therapy student about to start studying for the National Physical Therapy Examination? Or maybe you're a professor, a program director, or a clinical instructor who teaches DPT students preparing for the NPTE? Either way, we would recommend checking out our sponsor, NPTE Final Frontier, and the community they've built around preparing for and succeeding on the NPTE. That exam and the preparation that goes along with it can be long, tedious, difficult, and stress-inducing, but it doesn't have to be. NPTE Final Frontier has the tactics and resources to help address all of the usual barriers. They even have scholarships to help with NPTE study courses, FSBPT registration fees, and even research opportunities. And if that's not enough, they're even donating to the very first annual HET Podcast Scholarship to be awarded at the end of every year. Go to npteff.com for all of the details and use code HET for 10% off all purchases. Links to both the NPTE Final Frontier and their scholarship options are available in the show notes. And now, let's get ready to learn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to part 4 of 5 of this Teach Me Something Tuesday pack on all things self-care and wellness and overall, just health and happiness and thankfulness, gratitude. On this week of Thanksgiving, we're trying to just kind of bring you a way to be happy and positive in your situation. Because again, we talked about it before, but academia, whether you're on the professor side or the student side, can be a pretty stressful place at times. So we want to give you some tips, some tricks, some pointers to give yourself the best opportunity to be the best version of yourself. And today's episode is all about prioritizing connections with colleagues, whether that be other professors and peers that you work with, or other classmates, people in your class, your cohort, or at your university, maybe at a different cohort, right? But really trying to go out of your way to prioritize those connections, because again, it can be a lonely place sometimes, right? Academia has that sense of being on your own island at times, you know, whether you're sitting there studying for an exam by yourself or, you know, working on a transcript or something or a project or something or setting up your lesson plan by yourself. All these things can be kind of lonely at times. So it's nice to reach out and you know, connect, right? As human beings, social support is huge for us, and feeling connected can really help improve mental health and reduce stress, which is a part of being happy, right? We talked about this in the last episode, but it's all about putting the bigger pieces together and figuring out how we can lower stress and increase happiness, right? If you take time to really go out of your way and try to connect with your fellow peers or colleagues or your classmates, really try to work on making that connection and having a conversation, like checking in on them. How are they doing? You know, and be an active listener. Don't just ask them how they're doing so that you can then dump all of your stuff on them and tell them how you're doing, right? You really want to just be present, listen to them, right? Make the connections. And then really try to focus on things outside of work or school, right? Like, don't talk about the tests and exams and studying and how it's going in grades, right? Talk about life. Talk about things that you've been doing, things you've been working on, hobbies, stuff outside of school. And if you're, you know, a professor, like, same thing. Talk about family. Talk about friends. Talk about things they're working on or practicing or having fun with outside of work. You know, what kind of hobbies do you do? Like, hey, I know you're a big golfer. Have you been out lately? Have you played any good courses lately? You know, like, find interest in that, because it doesn't take a whole lot of effort and time to do these things, but you'll feel uplifted because you made that human connection. You did something good. Hopefully you brighten somebody's day, and they'll feel uplifted because somebody took interest in them and reached out to them to talk and chat. And really just prioritizing those human to human connections are another big way to make us feel happy overall. And again, just be thankful and grateful that you have the opportunity to have those connections, right? You worked so hard to get to the point that you're at. You want to grow your network. You want to expand. You want to, you know, celebrate with these people and really just be thankful and grateful that you're at the point in your life that you are to even have these conversations, to reach out and be with these people at this time in your life, in this point in your life. So when it comes to gratitude and being thankful and grateful and happy and healthy, reach out, make connections, you know, start the conversations and then just listen. Start them for the whole point of listening. Right? Being an active listener, you know, finding out more about your colleagues or your classmates. And if you do this, you know, overall, you'll feel better. They'll feel better. It's a win-win situation. So hope that was helpful. And we will see you on the next one. Hello, everybody. Dr. F. Scott Feel here. And we don't do this nearly enough. I wanted to thank you as an audience for being here, for listening to the shows. Without you guys, we wouldn't have anybody to geek out with over education and learning and teaching and educating. So thank you for being here, for being, you know, faithful listeners over the years. Also, if possible, we'd love to ask a favor. We don't do this often, but if you could leave a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to this podcast, we would greatly appreciate it. It helps boost our rankings and our algorithm and really just helps get this message out to more people out there in healthcare education who may need, you know, some of the episodes and the experts that we interview. So if you could, like I said, leave a rating and review, we would greatly appreciate it. And we will see you on the next show.